Episode 3292, Run with Perseverance.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? I mean, like, really, how are you doing? Because in a blink, we are going to be into the month of February, the second month of a brand new year. Do you already feel like you're running behind? Well, today is Inspiration Motivation Day. Run with perseverance. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, so just as you know, this woman is running a lot, and I have been challenged by life, and that's okay. And so I've been showing up to you still every day, but a little bit later because we've been dealing with some family emergencies, and I appreciate your patience. But know this, we've got a lot of things happening behind the scenes, so stay tuned because we've got some incredible things coming up. Yes, AIM is going to open up, I promise you, no later than Valentine's Day. So what a way to share life together than Valentine's Day. So that's where we're headed right now because just it's just where we are. With that, though, we also have our TV show, and we are proud to announce that we are partnering with Inspiration Ministries, and we will be able to be heard around the globe on our TV show. So be patient here on what we're doing on the actual website and also YouTube. We're getting this all together, and pretty soon you're going to be like, Christiane, like, you're everywhere. Yeah, I know. I kind of will be, but we're still trying to get this all together. And we're working on an app. We've got a new book coming out. Actually, we've got a few books coming out. A lot of things happening. So you're here at an exciting point of time. Run with perseverance, right? Words that call you into action when facing challenges and obstacles. Maybe you are facing one right now today, this week. You're in a season of, I don't know. Keep moving forward. God's got you in all of this, pushing yourself to reach new heights. As Zig Ziglar said, you don't have to be great to start. You have to start to be great. You know, life can often feel like a marathon, with each day presenting its own unique set of hurdles. And it's in these moments that we got to, you know, just draw upon our reservoir of perseverance. Olympic gold medalist Wilma Rudolph, whose journey from childhood paralysis to becoming the fastest woman in the world serves as an inspiration. She said, "The triumph can't be had without the struggle." Isn't that interesting? Obviously, she overcame a lot of CRAP in her life, but she understood that true success comes from persisting through the adversity that life throws our way. Are you doing that? Are you willing to throw in the towel already? In our pursuit of excellence, setbacks are inevitable. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, go back. Episode 3291, The Art of Turning Setbacks into Comebacks. Because when you know that setbacks are inevitable, you can also understand that during these setbacks, you have the opportunity for comebacks, which means you get to grow and reach new levels of achievement. However you define achievement, right? Maybe it's you get to stay home more often with your kids. Maybe it's you get a raise in your job. Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's changing your career. Whatever you see as an achievement. As Thomas Edison famously remarked, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Ever been down that road? It's like the road of failures, but it's really not. It's 10,000 ways it won't work. I kind of feel like I've been hitting my head against a brick wall a lot. I'm trying to juggle everything, and right now I have a lot of balls in the air, and I feel like they're all going to come tumbling down on me. But you know what? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And it's in this unwavering determination to keep going despite repeated failures that ultimately leads to breakthroughs and innovations. Where do you need a breakthrough today? You know, one often overlooked aspect of perseverance is the importance of maintaining a positive and optimistic mindset. What are your thoughts? The renowned motivational speaker and author Jim Rohn once said, "Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become." That's a mouthful when you think about it. Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become. So who are you becoming? Are you becoming the person you're supposed to be? Are you living up only to the expectations of others? And this highlights the fact that your journey towards success is not solely dependent on external factors, but largely driven by your internal beliefs and attitudes. What do you believe about who you are becoming? Run with perseverance. You know, having that right mindset is crucial, but so is taking consistent action toward your goals. American football coach Vince Lombardi wisely stated, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will." You know, these words highlight the importance of perseverance and transforming our dreams into reality. It is by staying committed and focused that we can overcome any challenge that comes our way. Did you watch the NFL playoffs? Did you see the Ravens and the Chiefs, the Lions and the 49ers? Who were you rooting for? Did your team win? Well, if you think about the reality of what Vince Lombardi said, the difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. The Chiefs came out and they said, "We've got the will to win." And the Ravens gave up very soon, very quickly. They just could not get their focus. It's like their fuel for perseverance, it just ran out. They had no more in the reservoir to give. What about the Lions and the 49ers? Wow, that was a good game. The 49ers were behind, 17 points, I think, at one point at halftime? And they came back. Third quarter, it was tied 24-24 with 3 minutes and 2 seconds left on the clock. And they came back and won the game, and now they're playing in the Super Bowl. Incredible. Perseverance is the key that unlocks the door to success. However you define that, however you define success, you gotta be willing to persevere. And these words remind us that perseverance is not just an optional trait to possess, but an essential ingredient for achieving greatness. What are you cooking up today in your mind? Are you throwing in a lot of fear and doubt? A lot of questions? I think last week I recorded some talk about my grandson and how his favorite saying right now is, "I'm scared." I don't know why he says that, honestly, because it doesn't really apply when he says it. Once in a while it does, but then it's like, no, let's think about what this word means. And he kind of gets it, but then kind of doesn't. But he's heard someone say it, whether he's watched it in a movie or has heard his mom, dad, or somebody say, "I'm scared. I'm scared." Is that part of your ingredient? Are you scared? Or are you willing to say, you know what? No, I want to fill my reservoir with perseverance because I want to achieve that greatness. It truly is the ability to keep going even when it feels impossible. That separates those who settle for mediocrity from those who reach extraordinary heights. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What mile are you running on right now? I can remember when I started running over a decade ago now, and I was not a runner. Wasn't a runner in high school, wasn't a runner in college. I was never a runner, but all of a sudden I became a runner. And man, I love the endorphin rush. It was awesome. But you know what I loved even more? Was my ability to push through when my leg said, "I'm about to give out." When my mind said, "You're going to have to give up. You just can't finish this lap." And I said, "Oh, yes, I will." And I didn't just finish it. I did another lap. Now, some would say, "Well, that's really punishing yourself." No, it wasn't. It was telling me one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So the next time you find yourself facing obstacles or having that doubt, remember that with perseverance, no goal will be beyond your reach. It's time to go running, don't you think? Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.